Nathan Tech and Nathan Smith present you with this tutorial. We hope you enjoy. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith, and I'll be taking you through a short tutorial on how to make a simple SoundRTS multiplayer map. The things you will need open for this tutorial are the multi folder and the SoundRTS folder and a blank notepad file. This blank notepad file we will type in our maps stuff. So first of all, the first line you'll want to type in is your title. Now SoundRTS has corresponding text files, TTS numbers to each word or number or letter. You'll want to look this up by going into the SoundRTS folder, then RES folder, and then the UI folder that is your language, and then TTS to TTS.txt to show you what letters what. For the purpose of this recording, we are going to do 1, 2, 3. And the way we do this is by typing title, T-I-T-L-E, space, and then what numbers we want. In this case, it's title 3001, space, 3002, space, 3003. And it should sound something a little like this.
Title 3001, 3002, 3003.
Okie dokie. And I'll give you a couple of seconds just to type that in. Okay, so, next, our next line is going to be our objective. What is our objective for this map? Well, this map, we want to neutralize the enemy. So we are going to type in objective, then a space, then 145, space, 88. This tells the computer that the objective is neutralize enemy. Just give you a couple of seconds to type that in. Our next line is going to be NB underscore columns, and then how many columns we want. The underscore key on my keyboard is holding down shift and then pressing the key 1 to the right of the number 0 on the top row of numbers. This may be different on your keyboard, but yeah. Jaws, or certainly Eloquence for NVDA, cause the underscore and underline. But it may be different for you. Basically, it's NB underscore columns, C-O-L-U-M-N-S, and then space and how many columns you want. Columns will be measured in A to Z, which means obviously you can only have 26. It should sound something like this.
NB column 3.
And if I just... And again.
NB line column 3.
NB underscore columns. Space 3. That is because we're going to have A, B, and C. Our next line is number of rows, NB underscore lines 3. Lines are measured in 1 to 26, but again, you can only have up to 26.
NB line lines 3.
NB line lines 3. Don't get confused when it says line.
Symbol level none.
Just then. It basically means underscore. Our next line is going to be paths, but I'm going to pause just for a moment for you to type in the NB columns and NB rows. Okay, and the next one now is the west-east paths and south-north paths, west-east bridges and south-north bridges. These are how your characters are going to be able to get around on the map. So, in my map, we've got some paths here.
West-east paths are 1, 2, 3, B, 3, B, 2.
Okay, and what that means is that we'll have paths from A1 to B1, A2 to B2, A3 to to B3, etc, etc, etc. I am going to just...
B2, B3.
Yeah, okay. Again, it's west underscore east underscore paths, P-A-T-H-S. I'm going to just pause for a moment now to let you type whatever you want there. Okay, and the next line down is south underscore north underscore paths. Again, same sort of procedure.
W.
Oops.
South north bridges beam west south north paths at 2.
Okay, so we've only got a south north path from A2 to A3. These paths are both directions, so it goes from A2 to A3 and then back from A3 to A2. Another option you can have are west east bridges and south north bridges. Same sort of procedure in the cases of south underscore north underscore bridges and west underscore east underscore bridges. They follow the same sort of pattern as paths. One thing you should note is it's west underscore east underscore paths space A1 or A2 or whatever, and the A and the 2 are joined up but not connected to the west east paths or anything. So next down, we're going to go
west east bridges B1, south north bridges B1.
And next?
Gold mines 300.
Perfect. Gold mines. These are obviously your resource deposits. For this, it will be gold mines, plural, G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E-S, space, how much resources you want in that deposit, and in our case we've got 300, and then a space, and then what squares you want those to be in. So in our case, we've got gold mines, space, 300, space, A1. This will put a gold mine with 300 gold in it in A1. We've also got woods in A1 and C3 that also have 300 resources in. Same sort of procedure for them, wood, space, 300, space, A1 and C3. Please note that gold mine and wood both should be plural, so it should be gold mines and woods. And I'm just going to pause again for 10 seconds to let you type all of that in. Okay, and the next line down will be meadows. Meadows are things you can build stuff on, i.e. town halls, barracks, etc, etc. To add meadows, you want NB underscore meadows underscore by underscore squares space, and then how many numbers, or how many meadows you want per square. And I'll spell that out for you. NB underscore meadows underscore by underscore square space, and then the number. It should sound like this.
NB meadows by square 3.
Now we're going to have 3 in our one. And the next two lines will be additional underscore meadows and remove underscore meadows. This is basically saying if you want an additional meadow in A1, but you want to remove a meadow from B1, this is what you'll use, and you'll write what squares you want a meadow removed from. It only works one meadow, though, so if you wanted all three meadows removed from A1, you'd have to write remove underscore meadow A1, A1, A1. We haven't got this in our map, because I don't want to, basically. The next step will be to state how many players can play this map. For our map, we've got 2, a minimum of 2, and a maximum of 2. To do this, it's NB underscore players, PLAYERS, underscore min, for minimum, space, and then the numbers. So that might be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I recommend the minimum being nothing less than 2. You can't have decimal numbers, unfortunately. Or fractions, or percentages, or anything like that. Just normal numbers. Same procedure for NB underscore players underscore max, M-A-X, to mean maximum. I don't know if there's a maximum amount of players you can have, but again, for this, we've just done 2.
NB players min 2. NB players max 2.
And then the next line down will be starting underscore squares. These will be the squares that you can start in. So, starting, starting underscore squares space, and then what squares you want to start in. So this could be A1 and C3, as in our example, and will sound something like this.
Starting squares of 1, C3.
Like that. And I'm just going to pause for a couple of seconds here so you can pause the recording and rewind or whatever and type in that stuff, because I know that's a lot of stuff to type in. So I'm just going to pause for 5 seconds. And we're back with me now. So, the next line down will be starting underscore units. This will be anything the computer or you will start with. This is global, meaning that if you typed starting underscore units space 5 peasant 5 farm, all players will start with only 5 peasants and 5 farms. One important thing to note about coding in this sort of map will be that SoundRTS does not recognise plurals in this line. The only plural you want is units, U-N-I-T-S, in starting underscore units. Otherwise, peasant should be singular and farm should be singular, no matter what. It should sound something around like this.
Starting units 5 peasant barracks town 03 footman 3 farm.
This is also where you will state if they have researched anything such as recall, raised dead, or if they are restricted from building, say, a lumber mill. You will do this for your abilities by by typing a U, then an underscore, and then what ability. Spaces are always underscores, so U underscore raise underscore dead, or U underscore recall, R-E-C-A-L-L. To prevent players from building things, put a hyphen, a dash, and then what you want them not to be able to build, i.e. a lumber mill, so hyphen, lumber, mill. Lumber mills are sawmills, basically, but you lumber mills are L-U-M-B-E-R-M-I-L-L. The next line down will be
starting resources 300, 300.
Starting resources 300, 300. This is basically what resources you will start with. So starting underscore resources space and then how much gold space how much wood. The final line is more of a safety line. It's global, G-L-O-B-A-L underscore food underscore limit space and then how what you want the limit to be for how much food people can have at one time. This is more of a safety precaution because sometimes the map has a tendency to set it to its default of 80, which, as you can imagine, when building big armies can be a bit of a pain. So I'm going to pause for 5 seconds again for you to pause the recording and do whatever you want to do. And we're back with me again here. So what we're going to do now is save that file.
Notepad dialog, do you want to save changes to see users have download? Multi.
And I've just clicked yes.
Sound.
Next, sound. We are going to open SoundRTS. When you save that file, mine was already in multi, but when you save that file, you want it to be in SoundRTS / multi, in your multi folder. It might be helpful also just to name your file what the title of your map may be. So for mine, NTM2 or 123 or, yeah. So we're going to launch SoundRTS now.
Main menu, please make a selection. Single player, put single player.
So we're going to select single player. Then we're going to go to
start a game on.
Start a game.
Start a game on.
Obviously, you can play it in multi or on a server, but for this, we are just going to play it in single mode for convenience.
1, 2, 3.
And there's our map there, 1, 2, 3. So we're just going to click on that.
Please make a selection. Invite quiet computer. Invite. Please make a selection.
And then
start.
Start.
Start. Objective, neutralized enemy. A 1 town hall, 3 footmen.
And here we have our map. So we've got A1 here,
B1 unknown,
B2
and C3 unknown, C1 and B1
1, and that is it. That is how you create a map, a working map in SoundRTS. So I'm just going to close this quickly.
Menu, cast, cap, to 8, sleep, go back up, quick, quit, sound.
And that's how you create a simple map, basically. I hope you found this tutorial useful and helpful. If not, then you have full permission to email me and sack me from this job. But yeah, that's how you create a simple map. So I hope it helped. Any questions you've got about maps, creating maps or anything for Sound RTS, just shoot me an email at NathanTech, NathTech at hotmail.com. So that's Nathan-Tech at hotmail.com. You can shoot me an email with any of your questions about making a map, or if you're getting a strange error or an error that you can't quite understand, feel free to put your map in a zip file and send it to me with a question of, basically, what is this? And I'll be happy to help you at any time except 1 o'clock in the morning. I am not helping you at that time, you'll have to wait. So, this is Nathan Smith from Nathan Tech, hoping that this tutorial helped, and wishing you happy coding. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this tutorial by Nathan Tech. We hope you enjoyed.